Today we celebrate the Feast of the Ascension. And I'm calling it a very dangerous feast. Dangerous because it's one of those feasts where scriptures tell us that Jesus went away from us somewhere up there. So it's very different than Christmas because God came to us. But this is the time when he's going up into the sky. And it's very possible for us to think of God being somewhere up there, disconnected from us down here. And for many people, that really is how they think of God, isn't it? That God is up there. So I began preparing this homily by asking the simple question, what does this feast mean for me? After all, today's scripture tells us that the disciples stood there looking into the sky. Is there where I want to find God? What does this feast mean for me? What does this feast mean for us and the church? So the answers to this question is really what the homily is all about. And God always gives me three answers. So here are my 3 points for today's feast. So I want to say, first of all, the ascension of Jesus reveals our destiny. Secondly, the ascension of Jesus gives us hope. And thirdly, the ascension of Jesus gives us our dignity. So let me talk about all these three things. First of all, the ascension revealing to us our destiny. Just the other day, I met with someone who just celebrated his 50th birthday. And the question he's asking is, well, is this it? How do I live meaningfully for the next 50 years? Now, this man owns his own business. I want to say financially he is rather well off. He has a family. Not that he should be down in the dumps anywhere, and he's not. But he's asking the question, what's the deeper purpose of my life? I've accomplished all this, great, but is this it? Now, even as a priest, even though I do many meaningful things daily, I have asked this question myself. What is the deeper meaning of my life? And then there are all these existential questions that most people ask. Where do I come from? Who am I? Where am I going? What is my destiny? The Feast of the Ascension answers these questions for us. The ascension of Jesus completes the story of our redemption. I call it the final link in the mystery of Christ's life. So Jesus came, and then he did good. He suffered, he died, he rose. And now he's back with God from where he came. That final link that completes the story of our redemption. And that precisely is what the meaning of this feast is for us. It tells us that like Jesus, not only have we come from God, but God is also our destiny. We came from where Jesus has come, and we will return to where Jesus has gone. Our origin and our destiny is God. In other words, folks, we know where we have come from. We know where we are going. Life, people say, from where we come and where we are going, we have this little moment that we're just sojourners, we are biding time, you know, let's try and do the best. That no. Because of the knowledge of our origin and destiny, the life of a Christian is a deliberate, a purposeful, and meaningful living. It's not just existence, it's actually living meaningfully and purposefully and deliberately, because we know where we've come from, because we know where we are going. What that deeper meaning and purpose could be, I'll talk about it in my third point. So that's the first thing. The ascension reveals our origin and our destiny. Secondly, ascension gives us hope. Let me read for you an extract from today's second reading, huh? It's very beautiful. One of my favorite scriptures. Paul says to the Ephesians, he says, "May the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation, resulting in knowledge of him." So the first thing he's praying for is wisdom and revelation, so that we may know something. We know about God. We know God. The second thing that he prays for is that you may know the hope that comes from that knowledge. Knowledge of God and the hope that comes from knowing God. So just on Thursday, I was at hospice praying for a young man who's dying. I didn't know him at all. He does not belong to our parishes. But I went there because a friend of mine asked me to go and pray for him. So I went there to pray for him. The last he's been to church was in elementary school. For some reason, lost connection. His mother and father were both there. The father didn't seem to be Catholic. The mother certainly was. But I also think that they were not married at the moment. I don't know what the father really felt, but I know what the mother felt, because she spoke about it. First of all, she just expressed gratitude that I came to pray with him. All she wanted to hear was this, that her son would be okay, that her son would be fine. So I took my time, I prayed, I gave him the absolution. I reminded him and the family, I said, you know, God's love is far, far, far greater than sometimes what we make of it. God is merciful, God is kind, God is loving. And I truly believe that that moment was a moment of grace for this young man. That he would be okay, he will be in God's hands. I entrusted him into God's hands along with the family, right? By the time I left, I could literally touch the peace that this mother was feeling. The hope that she was feeling, that her son would be okay. And I literally touched, just like I'm holding these pieces of paper, I can touch that peace, that hope. Now folks, just imagine at the end of our lives not having that hope. So St. Paul's prayer is so beautiful. May you know God, and may you know the hope that comes from that knowledge. So the hope that the life of Jesus brings is real. It's not something we make up to help people feel just good about themselves. No, the hope that Jesus brings is real. Real, and ascension gives us that hope. We will be where Christ is. So ascension reveals to us our origin, our destiny, gives us hope. And thirdly, ascension gives us a new dignity. So the scene at the end of today's first reading is rather, I find it amusing, and I know if you do or not. But here are the disciples. Jesus has just been taken up. The disciples are just looking into the sky.
The best analogy I can give you is when you go for fireworks, people are all watching, right? Sometimes what I do is I watch people who are watching fireworks. Sometimes it's more entertaining to watch, especially with children, right? It's beautiful. And I think of the disciples that way. They're just, oh my gosh, look at that. Oh my gosh, he's gone. And they're stunned. They've never seen anything like this. And they just, and the angel comes and tells them, what are you looking into the sky for? Stop. Thus far, you are learners. Thus far, you were uncertain. Thus far, you were groping, but not anymore. You are witnesses to these things. It changes the dignity of these disciples. They are no more uncertain people. Boy, they are on fire from now on because they are witnesses to these things. Now they must be to the world what Jesus has been to them. That is their new dignity. That is our new dignity. Human beings have a new dignity. From the time we enter this earth to the time we leave the earth, the meaning of our lives comes from trying to think, to talk, and to act like Christ. In my first point, I said, what's the deeper meaning of our life? That is the deeper meaning of our lives. The meaning and purpose of our lives comes from making God shine forth through us. You know, professionally, whoever we may be, those are great things. God has given us talents and we must make of ourselves whatever God wants us to be professionally. And we do so many other meaningful things. Get married, have children, raise a family. All those are good things. When we stand face to face with God, God will look at us and say, well, well done. But what if after doing all of that, our lives never gave glory to God? What if after all that, our lives didn't bear witness to Christ? What if after doing all that, we get up there, stand face to face with God and say, oh my gosh, dear God, I forgot. How tragic would that be? No matter who we become in life, no matter what else we do, if our lives don't bear witness to God, doesn't give glory to God, doesn't bear witness to Christ, what is the deeper meaning and purpose? That precisely is it. We know our origin and destiny. We know the hope that comes to us. And we know our dignity. Jesus is saying to us, you and to me, you are witnesses to these things. Go. But before we go, we must do him homage. So the disciples did. They just did Jesus homage. Let's worship. It begins over here. Our mission begins over here. At this Eucharist, let's do him homage and let's bear witness to his life. People of God said, amen.